USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As questioning wrapped up from the Senate Judiciary Committee on the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court, the chairman of the committee, Democrat Dick Durbin, thought that many of the attacks on the nominee were unfair.
Some of the attacks on this judge were unfair, unrelenting, and beneath the dignity of the United States Senate. My lasting impression is a judge who sat there through it all, head held high with dignity and determination and strength.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer said he believes the nominee will be confirmed by Easter. General Motors is now shutting down its pickup truck factory in Fort Wayne, Indiana for 2 weeks next month because the company has run out of computer chips. The auto industry continues to face supply chain issues more than a year after the global chip shortage first emerged in late 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.